The White House released documents yesterday. It says confirmed that the president did show up for National Guard duty in Texas and Alabama during the Vietnam War era. Critics have charged that the president was AWOL during parts of 1972 and 73. The new documents, which according to the president's spokesman just surfaced this week, indicate George Bush earned the required service points for those years, and they show dates for which he received his National Guard pay. That, says the White House, is proof of service. But others disagree. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The White House released three documents containing information previously unseen by the media. Spokesman Scott McClellan explained that these records turned up when a military records office in Colorado conducted a search on its own initiative.
First of all, we were pleased to be able to provide you all with these additional records that just recently came to our attention.
The documents, though old and in places barely legible, do list specific dates during the period in question, dates for which Mr. Bush received a paycheck. That's new information, but the records also contain big gaps, including a stretch from May through October of 1972. It was during this time that he was working on an election campaign for a family friend in Alabama. The White House released the new documents just before Press Secretary McClellan's daily briefing yesterday, and it was quickly evident that the new information wasn't going to put an end to the controversy.
The president was proud of his service.
I ask a simple question. How about a simple answer?
John, if you'll let me address the question, I'm coming to your answer.
Well,
and I'd like to
address it. Maybe you could.
Oh, I'm sorry, John, but this is an important issue that
this was the tone for nearly all of the briefing, with McClellan insisting over and over that the president's critics had asked for records, that they wanted to see payroll receipts, and here they were. And that should settle the matter. But the questions kept coming.
The president.
Where was he in December of 72, no. February and March of 73? Why didn't he fulfill the medical requirement to remain on active flight duty status in 1972?
The president recalls serving both when he was in Texas and when he was in Alabama. And that is what I can tell you.
And there were other questions that went beyond the document, such as why is it that his superior officers at the time have been quoted as saying they don't recall seeing him? And at a time when Democratic candidate John Kerry regularly appears at rallies accompanied by those with whom he served in Vietnam, why can't the White House find a single person who says he served with Mr. Bush in the Air National Guard and can describe what they did in the service during the time in question? McClellan's response?
David, we're talking about some 30 years ago. I mean, you're perfectly welcome to go back and talk to individuals from that time period. These documents make it very clear that the President of the United States fulfilled his duties.
And there were questions as to why the President joined the National Guard in the first place.
In 1994, the President told the Houston Chronicle in relation to his joining the National Guard, "I was not prepared to shoot my eardrum out with a shotgun in order to get a deferment, nor was I willing to go to Canada, so I chose to better myself by learning how to fly airplanes." Sounds like the president himself acknowledged that he went into the National Guard because he didn't want to go to Vietnam.
The president, again, Terry, this issue has been addressed fully. Now we're trying to change into different issues here. The president was proud of his service in the National Guard. He fulfilled his duties. He was honorably discharged.
All in all, it marked a day on the defensive for the White House, a day dealing with an issue that distracts from the message the president would like to be getting out in an election year. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.